Well, another day, another dollar here in post-apocalyptic America. And headlines saying that there's a mysterious liver illness, mysterious form of hepatitis that is now affecting hundreds of children and infants around the world. Now, as many people online have said, you know, what is the factor that's changed over the last couple of years? Oh, that's right. We know. We don't have to say it. Something has changed that children were told to take. They were told to put this in their little bodies, this experiment, this medical experiment. So, of course, I'm not saying that's the cause. That's just online what many people are suggesting. And then you have people who say, well, you know, newborns are getting this form of hepatitis. How is that possible? Well, when a child is in the womb, it relies on its mother's immune system. And, you know, enough said. Enough said right there. If the spike protein causes problems, why couldn't it pass on the problems to a newborn, right? But I'm not a doctor, and I'm not a medical expert. And they want to continue to poison us with these injections, which they should have taken off the fucking market already. They want to continue to poison us with these injections to such an extent that Biden is appointing a misinformation czar to the Department of Homeland Security to go after people who say things about the vaccines that are negative. If it's such a great product, why do you have to create a role at the Department of Homeland Security, which is not like a medical university? You know, these are the people who police airports. They police airports and bus stations, and they go after terrorists. And now you're going after people who have YouTube channels and stuff, saying that people are injured from the vaccine. Well, guess what? Shitloads of people are injured from the vaccine. Injured, many more dead, the blood clot shots. And they keep forcing it on people. Sorry, not forcing it. It's just if you want to travel or get a decent job, these huge companies make sure that you've had it at least 3 times. How many times has your body been exposed to the spike protein? Has to be at least 3 times or else you're a second-class citizen to corporate America. These are the grounds for civil war, nothing less. These pedophile boomers in D.C. forcing this poisonous shit, not only on all the adults, but on the children. You know, this hepatitis, again, what's the only factor that's changed over the last 2 years? And you could be some weird blogger. You could be some weird blogger and say, oh, well, it's actually the stress of the economic displacement from the pandemic is what's causing these children's livers to fail. What a sad, creepy age we're living through, where a bunch of pedophile boomers in D.C. and London, old senile pedophile boomers with their many billions of dollars, they chose to do a Pfizer stock pump and dump. They loaded up on Pfizer stock. I guess they were envious that many of them missed out on the rise of Bitcoin and the rise of crypto. So they all piled into Pfizer stock and didn't tell the rest of us they were going to turn our world into a fucking dystopia for the next 2 years. And then that's what they did. And here we are. Here we are heading into summer 2022. And you have children dropping from a mystery liver disease. And again, these are children who took the vaccine. And the newborns that have it, well, they're newborns of vaccinated mothers. So I'm not saying that's the cause. I'm just saying any rational human being who isn't completely from head to toe full of fucking shit has to consider that as a possible cause, right? Not necessarily the cause, but has to consider it rather than discounting it as misinformation, because that's not scientific. Discounting the most obvious causative link and not investigating it and just saying it's misinformation from the Russians is just extraordinarily dumb. This country is headed in a direction that's so incredibly pathetic. I don't see any outcome other than civil war. I'm not gonna participate. I don't advocate violence. But these pedophile boomers who made a fortune from our system when it was much easier to get by, when homes were fucking $20,000, they have all the Federal Reserve notes. And because they have more money than the rest of us, they thought, oh, there are too many people on the planet. Let's let our final gift to the younger generations be this poisonous fucking shot. Fuck these dirtbags. And that misinformation czar at the Department of Homeland Security, just another shameful step in the wrong direction. This guy's the worst goddamn president ever. And if you side with him, history is going to side against you. Poisoning the young, you fucking pedophile boomers. You dumb pedo boomers.
You're listening to Fulcrum News. Real news from America and around the world. FulcrumNews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.
My fellow Americans, if you have an IRA, 401k, or savings account, things are getting scary out there. The Biden administration has already printed more money in the past 2 years than in the previous 100 years combined. The national debt just hit a record $30 trillion, and inflation is the highest we've seen since 1982. It's only a matter of time before the house of cards comes crashing down. If you have retirement savings, your money could be at serious risk. Talk to my friends at GoldCo to see how you can protect your retirement with gold and silver before it's too late. I believe in GoldCo and owning precious metals so much that we created a special website just for my audience to go to. When you go to www.fulcrumgold.com, I've arranged for my loyal listeners to receive up to $10,000 in free silver when you open an account. This special opportunity is only for my listeners, available through www.fulcrumgold.com. That's www.fulcrumgold.com.